Chapter 1, page 91. Rereading illness as metaphor now, I thought, by metaphor I meant nothing more or less than the earliest and most succinct definition I know, which is Aristotle's in his Poetics, 1457b. Quote, metaphor, unquote, Aristotle wrote, quote, consists in giving the thing a name that belongs to something else, unquote. Saying a thing is or is like something it is not is a mental operation as old as philosophy and poetry, and the spawning ground of most kinds of understanding, including scientific understanding and expressiveness, to acknowledge which I prefaced the polemic against metaphors of illness I wrote 10 years ago with a brief, hectic flourish of metaphor in mock exorcism of the seductiveness of metaphorical thinking. Of course, one cannot think without metaphors, but that does not mean there aren't some metaphors we might well abstain from or try to retire, as, of course, all thinking is interpretation. But that does not mean it isn't sometimes correct to be, quote, against, unquote, interpretation.